Prisswitz and Morning Devotion. Let me tell you the story about a man who was desperately looking for a job. He'd been trying to find one, couldn't find anything. So he contacts his local zoo to see if there are any vacancies. The zoo director told him, yes, there was something available if he was interested. A little unusual, he said, our gorilla died a few months ago. We don't have the money to replace him. We're wondering if you're willing to wear a monkey suit and impersonate the ape. And if you're prepared to do that, you've got the job. Well, it wasn't what the job seeker was looking for, but a job's a job, so he signed on. But it wasn't easy to pretend to be a gorilla. But a few awkward days, he kindly got the swing of it after a while, and he became eventually one of the zoo's main attractions. The kids loved him, thinking he was a real monkey. One morning he was swinging from one vine to the next. He overdid it and accidentally swung himself over the wall in the cage next to his. And this adjoining cage had an enormous African lion. Straight away, he knew he was in trouble. He started screaming for help, and the lion said, we'll be both out of a job. The moral of the story? Look, you can't pretend to be someone you're not. Don't hide behind someone or something else. I think the message is be genuine, be authentic. Some psychologists say this is a very strong drive within us, inside us. We've got a phrase for it. It's called, the psychologists call it, the imposter's phenomenon. And a sense that if I pretend to be someone else, people will accept me and love me. And many of us have fears where we don't feel comfortable, we don't fit in, or we might have to wear a mask to disguise who we are. If I present the real me to the world, no one's going to like me. But God has not made us this way. I want to say that today, that he's created us in his image to live in community with others, to have a personal relationship with God. And so there's no need to pretend. You don't have to convince anyone else that you're smarter or better than them. Can we live in a spirit today of openness, transparency? It's like putting on makeup. There's nothing wrong with makeup, ladies, but powder and lipstick doesn't make the person you, does it? It's when you are yourself, when you are natural, the people see the real you. And so in today's living, we've learned that image is everything. It's what counts, you know, what counts is how you look, the impression you make. No. And someone says, how are you? You say, well, I'm doing well, thank you, when in fact you're telling a lie. Christian author Philip Yancey wrote the book What's So Amazing About Grace, and he tells there about meeting a prostitute on the street and sharing with this lady the message of Jesus Christ. And when Yancey gently suggested that she might seek out a church, she looked at him in a horrified look and said, why would I want to do that? I already feel awful enough about my life. I think that answer opens up a problem for many churches, that we assure people that we're not perfect, and for the prostitute walking into a church full of perfect people, that would only accentuate her own failures and inadequacies. And I heard of one person who admitted, I find more honesty in one Alcoholics Anonymous meeting than I do an entire year going to church. So maybe it's time that we in the church stood up and said, my name's Chris, and I am a recovering sinner. How many times then in a crowded room are we drawn to the people who either look like us or simply like they've got it all together? And so the key word there is look. It's easy to make the outward appearance acceptable to others, to put on a mask, if you like. But the incredible thing is that God looks at the heart. There's a verse, a wonderful verse in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7 from the Old Testament. Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. That's a great verse to remember. God doesn't look at the outward appearance or the mask. He looks at what matters most, the heart. Don't go through life pretending. Don't be a lone ranger. Allow God to do his work. Lord, we admit it's difficult sometimes. We're frightened of what we think people are going to say. But we want to be authentic and real. Amen.